Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham. And on this episode, I'm continuing part two of the best of 2025. And this week it is the top 10 vocalist recordings. Last week it was the top 10 cast recordings. And just so you understand the process, there were about 36 total vocalist recordings that I listened to from 2025. That doesn't count any of the holiday albums that came out, since I don't normally include those in what I'm considering vocalist recordings for the year, since those are kind of perennial sellers. I also don't include vocal collections, which feature multiple vocalists. I'm looking mainly at solo vocalist recordings. I took those 40-ish number and narrowed it down to 16, and then down to my final 13, because it's really what it came down to is 13 albums in which I was trying to create a top 10 list. So I have a top 10, but then I have three honorable mentions, which I don't always do, but I'm doing it only because any of these other three albums that are the honorable mentions could have easily been in the top 10. So I want to give them a little bit of a spotlight here, because I really recommend these other three albums, but they just barely missed the top 10. So we're going to start with those honorable mentions, and I'm going to do them in alphabetical order, and then we will jump into the top 10. So my honorable mentions are D.C. Anderson's songs Stay Sung. It's his 16th album, and he's exploring songs from some of his major influences, including people like Harry Chapin and Mary Chapin Carpenter, as well as songs that he has written himself and some standards as well. D.C. Anderson is a New York State-based singer-songwriter who is raised on folk music and theater, with credits on Broadway, off-Broadway, and national tours. The next album is Ari Axelrod's A Place for Us, A Celebration of Jewish Broadway, which was actually a show performed to sold-out audiences around the world, including Birdland Jazz Club in New York, where it was first performed. He's appeared as an actor on stage at Paper Mill Playhouse, North Shore Music Theater, and the York Theater Company, just to name a few places. He received the 2022 Bistro Award for Theatrical Artistry in Song, and is the recipient of the Mabel Mercer Foundation's Julie Wilson Award. This is his first album, and it's a real labor of love and worth adding to your collection. And the third honorable mention goes to Deb Bowman for her album Reflection. She's an actress in film and TV and musicals, as well as cabaret and jazz clubs. She lived in New York for many years, but has recently been based in Atlanta. Her stage credits have included Chicago, Rent, Candide, Cabaret, 42nd Street, The Addams Family, Little Mermaid, Sweeney Todd, very long list of shows. Reflection is her fourth album. So we're going to hear selections from all three of these albums right now. And also want to remind you to check out the archives down below for my conversations with both DC and Ari Axelrod about their albums, because they both were appeared on my show previously in 2025. So we are going to hear The Very Thought of You by Ray Noble, sung by DC Anderson from his album. Then from Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate, we're going to hear Ari Axelrod singing So in Love. And then from Deb Bowman's album Reflection, we're going to hear her singing the Rodgers and Hart classic, He Was Too Good to Me.
To do a little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king, and foolish though it may seem to me, that's everything, the mere idea of you, the longing here for you, You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. Strange, dear, but true, dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky, so in love with you.
Again. I got impatient, told him goodbye, sad-eyed, out in the rain. He was too good to me. How can I get along now? So close he stood to me. Everything seems so wrong now. He would have brought me the sound, making me smile. That was his fun. When I was mean to him, he'd never say, go away now. I was a queen to him. Who's gonna make me gay now? It's only natural. I'm so never say go away now. I was a queen to him. Who's gonna make me gay now? It's only natural.
So now that we have done the three honorable mentions, and again, any one of those albums could have easily made the top 10, so I highly recommend them. We're going to get now to my top 10 picks, which is comprised of 7 women and 3 men. 3 of these artists have had previous year-end top 10 entries for me on the Broadway Radio Show. So let's start at number 10. Originally from the suburbs of Chicago, Ellery Ward went to college in Boston before moving to New York to pursue a career in musical theater. But it was her acoustic recordings of Stephen Sondheim songs that brought her wide attention and earned her spots in previous year-end top 10s here on the Broadway Radio Show. She was number 1 on the list in 2021 for A Perfect Little Death, and number 6 in 2022 with Keep a Tender Distance. Since then, she has toured as a solo artist as well as an opening act for Josh Groban. She's also appeared off-Broadway in the musical Only Gold, and recently the world premiere of Gatsby, An American Myth, with music by Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine at American Repertory Theater in Boston in the role of Jordan Baker. musically. She's been focusing on writing her own music, and in 2025 finally released an album of her own songs called Internal Rituals, which shows that Ellery Ward is more than just a Sondheim interpreter. She's definitely an interesting, dynamic singer-songwriter to keep an eye on. You should check out this album. It's fantastic. Like I said, it's called Internal Rituals, and it landed at number 10 on my list. We're going to hear two tracks from it now. We're going to hear Stepping Through, and There You Go.
Stepping through the bend, trying to catch myself, I lean to the left again. But maybe this is where I fall. Gravity's the only thing that gets me at all. I'm scared of my fragility. If I hit the ground, what will become of me? All the broken pieces put together, making something unfamiliar. Am I really who I thought that I would be? Stepping through myself, but was it really me or just a concept for someone else? Now I'm on the other side, all the expectations broken from me crossing the line. It's not about approval, no, not taking any questions. I something that you're losing. Something died. Am I really who you thought that I would be? I'm stepping through the bend. Now I'm stepping through the dead. Now I'm stepping through myself. Now I'm stepping through. Have to lose.
We're now moving to number 9 on my list of the 10 best vocalist recordings of 2025. And we are up to Juliet Ewing. Growing up, Juliet was exposed to many genres of music and was deeply influenced by the sounds of Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, as well as great singers like Bobby Short and Ella Fitzgerald. She graduated from the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance with a bachelor's in fine arts in musical theater. Then she headed to New York, where she started working in theater, appearing on Broadway in the musical Footloose, and then touring Europe and the U.S., and doing regional theater in leading roles in musicals like Kiss Me, Kate, 42nd Street, and Crazy for You. And it was in that show, the Tony-winning musical Crazy for You, that gave Juliet her love for the songs of George and Ira Gershwin, and led to her recording her very first album called Simply Swonderful, The Magic of Gershwin. You can just hear it in her vocals how much she enjoys singing these classic lyrics. And although there have been many Gershwin collections by other artists over the years, this one is simply terrific and worth adding to your collection. So, number 9 on my list, from Juliet Ewing's Simply So Wonderful, we're going to hear two Gershwin songs. From Girl Crazy, we're going to hear But Not For Me. And from Pardon My English, we're going to hear The Lorelei.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. Ah, lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack a day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me. Divine. She had a yen for all the sailors, fishermen and gobs and whalers. She had a most immoral eye. They called her Lorelei. She created quite a stir, and I want to be like her. I want to be like that gal on the river who sang her song to the ships passing by. She had the goods and how she could deliver the Lorelei. She used to love in a strange kind of fashion with lots of hay, ho-dee-ho, hi-dee-ha. And I can guarantee I'm full of passion like the Lorelei. I'm treacherous, yeah, yeah. Oh, I just can't hold myself in check. I'm lecherous, yeah, yeah. I want to bite my initials on a sailor's neck. Each affair has a kick and a wallop. For what they crave, I can always supply. I want to be just like that other trollop, like the Lorelei.
At number 9 on my list, you just heard a couple of Gershwin songs sung by the wonderful Juliet Ewing. And make sure to check out the archives for my conversation with Juliet about the making of this album and her career. So to check out the archives down below. We're now at number 8 on my list, and it is by a singer called Haley Schottschneider. She's a resident of Nashville, where she's based, and she's a vocalist with years of study in country, jazz, musical theater, and classical. She's known for her versatile and unique sound and has worked mainly as a background and demo vocalist with artists such as Stephen Schwartz, Stephanie J. Block, Sheryl Crow, and Amy Grant. But Haley has now released her very first album, where she's finally singing lead, and it's an absolute delight. It's titled Over the Moon. It's a collection of standards, pop songs, and show tunes, all with the word moon in the titles. They're a wonderful showcase for Haley's rich, charming vocal talents, and it makes for a wonderful debut recording. I'm very much looking forward to see what she does next. So, like I said, here is Haley Schottschneider Carter's first album, Over the Moon, at number 8 on my list. We're going to hear two Moon songs right now. We're going to hear Fly Me to the Moon, also known as In Other Words, written by Bart Howard. And then we're going to hear It's Only a Paper Moon, written by Billy Rose, Harold Arlen, and Yip Harburg.
Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time in a rhyme to make a poem sing. With music and words I've been playing. For you, I have written a song. To be sure that you'll know what I'm saying, I'll translate as I go along. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter or Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. You are all I long for, all I say it's only a paper moon, sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
If you believed in me, yes, it's...
Yes, it's only a canvas sky, hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a petty arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as funny as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe
if you believed in me.
If you be
At number 7 on my top 10 is an actor you will definitely know from his many, many film appearances, including his Oscar-nominated role as Amos Hart in the film version of Chicago, which is there's an interesting note that that very same year, John C. Reilly was in 3 of the Best Picture-nominated films, Chicago, The Hours, and Gangs of New York. John is also the voice of Wreck-It Ralph in the 2 Disney animated films. He's known for dramas and comedies, playing both villains and lovable characters. He's also known for his work on stage. He's got a Tony nomination under his belt as Best Actor in a Play in 2000 for True West, and playing the lead role in the musical version of Marty by Charles Strauss and Lee Adams, which was being developed for Broadway several years ago. This past year, John C. Reilly released his very first album under the guise of a character he created called Mr. Romantic, which he has begun touring with in cabarets and nightclubs, called What's Not to Love. Now, it's a beautiful atmospheric collection, including classic songs from the 20s and 30s, as well as more modern selections by writers like Tom Waits and Randy Newman. I have to admit that I had no idea what to expect when I started listening to this album, but I was simply entranced by the journey he takes you on and the immersive experience you get with this album. I very, very highly recommend you check out John C. Reilly's Mr. Romantic, What's Not to Love. It's number 7 on my list. We're going to hear 2 selections right now. We're going to hear You Don't Know Me, and I Guess I'll Get the Papers and Go Home.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray to you my love to keep. If I should die before she, I pray that she remember me. give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been. No, you don't know me. I never knew the art of making love, though my heart ached with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, the chance you might have loved me too. You give your hand to me, you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me.
I guess I'll get the papers and go home, like I've been doing ever since we've been apart. I get some consolation when I read of someone else's lonely heart. I wonder if you get the papers too, And if you're feeling as melancholy as I do, until you're in my arms again, never more to roam, I guess I'll get the papers and go home. I get the papers and go home, like I've been doing ever since we've been apart. I get some consolation when I read of someone else's lonely heart. I wonder if you get the papers too, and if you're feeling half as melancholy as I do, until you're in my arms again, never more to roam, I guess I'll get the papers and go home. I guess I'll get the papers and go home. I guess I'll get the papers and go home.
Hey, you got a nickel?
On the Broadway Radio Show, we are doing the best of 2025, and I'm looking at the top 10 best vocalist recordings, or at least my opinion of the top 10 best vocalist recordings of the past year. At number 6 is an album simply titled Queen, which is very appropriate since the vocalist, Amy Atkinson, created the role of Catherine Howard in the original London cast of Six and appears on that cast recording, as well as the film version, which we have yet to see here in the U.S. When will that happen? I hope it's soon, maybe. Anyway, this is Amy's second solo album. She started her stage career at age 19, and her credits in the UK include In the Heights, Legally Blonde, and playing the lead Vivian Ward in Pretty Woman, the musical, which she starred in after she did Six. She's also a member of an all-female group called Seven, spelled S-V-N, made up of seven women who have all appeared in Six in the West End, and they've released several singles to a great success. Queen, the album, contains a great collection of pop covers as well as show tunes and is a great showcase for Amy's vocal prowess. We're going to hear two selections right now. We're going to hear her doing a cover of a song that Madonna had a big hit with, written by Madonna and David Foster, called You'll See. Then we're going to hear a song from Six, Heart of Stone, which she did not get to sing in Six. It was sung by the character Jane Seymour. And it's a very different take of Heart of Stone, as you will hear, quite a different take in terms of the tempo. So here is You'll See and Heart of Stone from Amy Atkinson's Queen at number 6 on my list.
You think that I can live without your love? You'll see. You think I can go on another day? You think I have nothing without you by my side? You'll see. Somewhere. Its face must end to cry amid defeat. I have truth on my side. You only have deceit. You'll see somehow, someday.
Fire's burned, the wind has grown, the water's dry.
Okay, now we are moving into the top five. And number five on my top 10 list is one of the more unique albums of the year in that it was released as four separate four-song EPs, each representing a season of the year. It's Celia Burke's Four Seasons of Song, which will be compiled into a full album this year, but I'm considering it as a complete album for 2025 consideration since all the tracks were released. And you should make sure to look at the archive section, by the way, for my two interviews from last year with Celia about the four different EPs. This marks Celia's second year-end top 10 album, with her previous being number nine in 2022 with Now That I Have Everything. She's known for her insightful interpretations and especially her love for finding hidden gems by great songwriters. Celia has performed at Carnegie Hall, Jazz at Lincoln Center, Birdland, 54 Below, New York's Town Hall, and the National Arts Club. She's a Bistro Award, Mac Award, and Margaret Whiting Award winner. And most importantly, she's an absolutely delightful, funny person. So, from Celia Burke's Four Seasons of Song, number five on my list of the top 10 vocalist recordings of 2025, we're going to hear two selections right now from her four EPs of Four Seasons of Song. We're going to hear Spring Isn't Everything, written by Ralph Blaine and Harry Warren, which was cut from the 1948 film Summer Holiday. And then from the Broadway musical Grey Gardens by Michael Corey and Scott Frankel, we're going to hear Will You.
Isn't everything, it's true. There's a lot to be said for summer. Summer has beauty too. With the world full out of its shell, you'll be caught in its sunny spell. Oh, spring isn't everything. Isn't everything, it's true. There's a lot to be said for autumn. Autumn has beauty too. Though the breeze may chill with its blow, you'll be caught in its golden glow. Oh, spring isn't everything. There's a lot to be said when winter brings the snow to hide the heather. Don't worry your head with what winter brings. It's only the weather. Spring isn't everything, it's true. Though a lot can be said when summer, autumn, and winter sing. If you're together, life is a golden ring. Oh, spring isn't everything. To be said when winter brings snow to hide the heather. Don't worry your head with what winter brings. It's only the weather. Spring isn't everything, it's true. Though a lot can be said when summer and autumn. together. Life is a golden ring of spring.
Spring, will you? When larks in the meadow sing, will you? When clouds of a summer storm dissolve and starlight shimmers through, will you? Of autumn fly, will you? When hearth fires of winter die, will you? Time rushes by, memories fade, dreams never do. I will be
We are continuing to climb the top 10, heading to the top with my number 4 selection, with a young singer, only 26 years old, who released her self-titled album last year, also along with a holiday EP, by the way. Her debut album last year landed at number 3 on my year-end chart. And at the height of pandemic in 2020 and 2021, Stella Cole began posting videos of herself singing on YouTube and other social media platforms. Her performance of Everybody Says Don't from Sondheim's Anyone Can Whistle hit 40,000 views almost immediately. And singer-songwriter James Taylor heralded and reposted her video of Moon River. After graduation and the end of lockdown, she moved to New York, where her career really took off with her performing live at venues like Birdland, Cafe Carlyle, Carnegie Hall, and Madison Square Garden. Since the release of that debut album, last year, Stella has been signed by Decca Records, which has been giving her the full star treatment, including a 24-piece orchestra on some of the tracks for her third album, It's Magic, a collection of love songs from stage, film, as well as some American songbook standards. Like I said, she's only 26 years old, and Stella Cole seems to be well on her way with her unique voice and love for traditional pop music. And the new album, It's Magic, shows that she is the real thing. It's Magic by Stella Cole is number 4 on my list. And we're going to hear two tracks right now. We're going to hear two film selections from the album. We're going to hear Say It, written by Frank Lesser and Jimmy McHugh for the 1940 film Buck Benny Rides Again. Then we're going to hear My Ideal, written by Richard Whiting, Newell Chase, and Leo Robin for the 1930 film Playboy of Paris. Here is Stella Cole.
Say it over and over again, over and over again. Never stop saying you're mine. Say it ever and ever so sweet, ever and ever so sweet, just like an old valentine. When you say I love you, the same old I love you, they whisper in stories and plays. You can change I love you, that same old I love you, to oh, such a heavenly phrase. So say it softly and gently, and then over and over again. Never stop saying you're mine. Never stop saying you're mine. maybe he's a dream, and yet he might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass him by and never even know that he was my eyes?
And now it's time for the top three. And at number three, we have a Mac Award and Backstage Bistro Award winner who's got Broadway credits. I will always remember him as the original geek in the 1997 original Broadway production of Sideshow. He's also performed off-Broadway and regionally at Goodspeed Opera House and in Las Vegas. And he has sung at Carnegie Hall, Birdland, and the Oak Room, and venues from San Francisco to Chicago to Palm Springs. His name is Philip Officer. His new album is called You Fascinate Me So. Philip Officer salutes Mabel Mercer. It's his first album in almost 24 years, 25 years actually, and well worth the wait. Philip is a magnificent interpreter of songs, and with this collection, he pays tribute to the legendary Mabel Mercer, one of the greatest, most influential cabaret and recording artists of all time. It's an amazing 17 tracks and almost one full hour of music, including songs by Cole Porter, Lerner and Lowe, Cy Coleman, and Carolyn Lee. It's a truly phenomenal achievement, and it's a thrill to have Philip recording again, and you definitely need to check out his prior albums, too, and check out the archives down below for my chat with him about this album. So, at number three on my list is Philip Officer's You Fascinate Me So. We're going to hear him singing two songs right now. We're going to hear him singing Look at Him, written by Bob Merrill, and Isn't It a Pity, from Pardon My English, by George and Ira Gershwin.
Look at him. Look at him, excuse me, while I look at him and melt
just like I'm butter in the sun. Look at him, he can't see how much he's affecting me. I think he's sweet as taffy. He thinks I'm downright daffy. Look at me, from the start I've been choking on my heart, tasting words that I'm afraid to say. I'm scared to make a move he wouldn't understand. I'm scared to stroke his hair or even hold his hand. I know I mustn't touch, but I don't mind so much if I can look at him, look at him, look at him. Just to look at him, look at him, look at him. Did I wander here and there and yonder, wasting precious time for no reason or rhyme? Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a crime? My journey's ended, everything is splendid, meeting you today has given me a wonderful idea. Here I'll stay. It's a funny thing, I look at you, I get a thrill I never knew. Isn't it a pity we never met before? Here we are at last, it's like a dream, the two of us, the perfect
seemed. Isn't it a pity we never met before? Imagine all the lonely years we've wasted. You with the neighbors, I at silly labors. What joys untasted. My nights were sour, spent with Schopenhauer. Let's forget the past. Let's both agree that I'm for you, you're for me. And it's such a pity we never, never met.
Well, we are almost at my number one pick for the best vocal recording of 2025, but first we have to do number two, which was a very strong contender for the number one spot. In reality, any of the top five albums could have landed at number one. It was that strong of a year for vocalist recordings. At number two is Hadley Fraser. He's a West End leading man with credits including Les Mis, Phantom of the Opera, The Secret Garden, Chess, City of Angels, opposite his wife, Rosalie Craig, Young Frankenstein, and Opening Night. Hadley's only Broadway credit so far was The Pirate Queen back in 2007. In 2014, he released a 5-song EP titled Just Let Go, but early in 2025, he released his first full studio album called Things That Come and Go, a collection of mostly standards, but Fraser has completely rethought them with brand new arrangements to put his own unique spin on them. It's a fantastic, beautifully put together album that you can just click play and sit back, relax, and just let this whole album wash over you. It's really, truly that good. So at number two on my list is Hadley Fraser's Things That Come and Go. We're going to hear him singing I've Got the World on a String by Harold Arlen and Ted Koehler, and a song written by Frank Sinatra, Jack Wolf, and Joel Heron called I'm a Fool to Want You.
Merry month of May, sunny skies of blue, clouds have rolled away, and the sun peeps through May Express happiness. Joy you may define in a thousand ways, but a case like mine needs a special phrase to reveal how I feel. Got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got the song that I sing, I can make the ring go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see? I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got the song that I sing, I can make the ring go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold this string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. It's a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. That's there for others too. I'm a fool to hold you, such a fool to hold you, to seek a kiss not mine alone, to share a kiss the devil. No.
Okay, before I reveal my number one choice, let me recap the top 10 so far. At number 10 was Ellery Ward's Internal Rituals. Number 9, we had Simply Swonderful, The Magic of Gershwin by Juliette Ewing. At number 8 was Haley Schott-Schneider's Over the Moon. Number 7 was John C. Reilly's Mr. Romantic, What's Not to Love. Number 6 was Queen by Amy Atkinson. Number 5 was Celia Burke's Four Seasons of Song. Number 4, Stella Cole's It's Magic. Number 3, You Fascinate Me So, Philip Officer Salutes Mabel Mercer. And number 2, which we just heard, was Things That Come and Go by Hadley Frazier. So now it's time for my pick for the number one vocalist album of 2025. And I will admit that this was a complete surprise for me. It's from a jazz singer I was totally unfamiliar with and only stumbled across when I heard about the concept of the album in a random article I was reading and thought it sounded interesting and something I should probably listen to. And boy, I'm very glad I did. The singer is Candace Springs. Candace is spelled with a K, and she hails from Nashville. Her father, also a singer, arranged for piano lessons for her at an early age, and she spent most of her high school years learning both jazz and classical standards through those occasional lessons, but mostly on her own, by ear. She was a huge fan of Ella Fitzgerald, Nina Simone, and Nora Jones. After high school, after she graduated high school, she worked parking cars at a hotel in downtown Nashville while singing and playing piano at night in the lounge upstairs at the same hotel. Her father then sent a demo of hers to hitmakers Evan Rogers and Carl Sturken, who had recently discovered Rihanna, and they quickly signed Candace. Next thing she knew, she was meeting Don Was of Blue Note Records, who would also sign her and boost her career. Her first single release, Love Got in the Way, would get her appearances on David Letterman, Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy Fallon. Then Prince stepped into her life when he saw a video of her performing one of his songs, and she found herself performing with him for the 30th anniversary of the Purple Rain album. Her debut album, Soul Eyes, would garner rave reviews and get her international concert bookings, which was followed by three more studio albums, many awards, and a sold-out show at Carnegie Hall in 2024. Which brings us to 2025 and her new album, her fifth album, Lady in Satin, which is her loving tribute to Billie Holiday's 1958 album of the same name, which was the final album released during Holiday's lifetime and considered a masterpiece. Candace has completely re-recorded the songs with the 60-piece Orchestra Clásica de Espino from Portugal with all new arrangements. It is not an impersonation of Billie Holiday. That's not what she's doing. Instead, Candace is doing her own interpretations of the very same songs, and it is absolutely stunning. Like I said, it's all brand new arrangements of the songs. And it's the first time she has ever worked with an orchestra like this. And the result is absolutely gorgeous to listen to. Once I heard it, I had to buy the CD because I wanted to add it to my collection because I knew I would be revisiting this album over and over again, which I have been, and I've been recommending it to people left and right. So number one on my list of the best vocalist albums of 2025 is Lady in Satin by Candace Springs. So let's hear two songs right now. We're going to hear Rodgers and Hart's song, It's Easy to Remember, from the 1935 film Mississippi, and the Hoagy Carmichael classic, I Get Along Without You Very Well. Here is Candace Springs.
Your sweet expression, smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's easy to remember, but so hard. I'll always love you. I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream
than have the lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hair caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have this lonely feeling stealing through the night. But so hard to forget. I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when soft rains fall and drips from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your. I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have. Except to hear your name or someone's laugh, that is the same, but I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy, what a fool am I to think my breaking heart could keep the moon. What's in store? Should I fall once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tool. Yeah, I get along without you very well. Except perhaps in spring, but I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two.
Well, there you have it, my picks for the top 10 vocalist recordings of 2025. I hope you enjoyed that. And if you heard anything you like, get out there and purchase a digital download or a CD if it's available. We want to support these artists in their endeavors and keep them recording. So please, please make some purchases of these wonderful artists. I hope you'll join me again next week for another episode of the Broadway Radio Show. And I hope you have a wonderful 2026.